This is CPR News. I'm May Ortega. Some grocery stores are having a hard time keeping shelves stocked, but it's not because there's a shortage of food and toilet paper. As people rush in and buy supplies, grocery stores are working hard to replace those empty shelves. CPR reporter Michael Elizabeth Sakas tells us how stores are meeting the demands.
In one of Governor Jared Polis's recent updates on COVID-19, he asked people to take it easy on supermarkets.
We want to make sure that we're not causing our own problem here by these short-term runs on products.
Jessica Trowbridge is with King Soopers and City Market. She emphasized that there's no disruption to supply chains.
What you're seeing happen is customers are coming in and they're bulk purchasing items and they're collecting it off the shelf just as fast as we're putting it on the shelf.
Trowbridge says grocery stores need more employees to help with the workload. She says it's unprecedented.
With the increased customer traffic in our stores, the increased demand on products, we've had to really reevaluate the way that we do things so that we can still be efficient for our customers.
They've made changes like having people work earlier and later in the day, narrowing open store hours to have time to restock in deep clean stores. Some chains like Safeway, King Soopers, and Target have introduced shopping hours for seniors and other at-risk populations only. As businesses across Colorado are forced to close or change how they operate, grocery stores stay open. And that's a challenge for those working in those stores. Kim Cordova is the president of United Food and Commercial Workers Local 7, the union that represents King Soopers and Albertsons employees. She wrote a letter to Governor Polis asking for special rules for grocery workers because she's concerned for their safety.
We believe that they should be classified as first responders. They are on the front line of this whole pandemic. I mean, they are considered essential workers.
Cordova says big concerns include paid leave, childcare as schools are forced to close, and access to protective equipment for work like masks and gloves.
Our workers in the grocery store, they do not have the convenience of having safe distancing. I mean, they are right up front with the public.
Cordova also emphasized the need for health care.
They're scared. They don't want to be exposed. Some of these workers don't have health insurance.
Some states, like Minnesota and Vermont, have classified grocery employees as emergency workers. Cordova is hoping Colorado will make the same move. I'm Michael Elizabeth Sakas, CPR News.